Chapter 12. Tuesday afternoon, Willa skipped out of the changing room and toward the pool. After her talk with Marigold a few days ago, she'd done a lot of thinking. Now she had a ton of questions for Ms. C. She wanted to talk about Marigold's other types of magic theory. She was also hoping to try Carrot's technique of damming shut the river of her magic. Willa had even read one of the books on Gertrude. She'd taken notes, too. She'd been too nervous to show her notes to Nori in case Nori criticized her handwriting or said they weren't detailed enough. But she'd taken them. She planned to surprise Nori with a cool fact. Gertrude flunked her polar bear license test the first time around. Now at the pool, Willa hung her towel on the hook and tugged at her bathing suit bottom. Today she was wearing her pink bikini, which was another reason it was a good day. She loved her pink bikini. "Come on in," Elliot called from the water. "Yes, go ahead and swim for a bit," called Ms. C from the bleachers. She glanced up from a portfolio she was looking over. "I'll be right with you two."
"Awesome!"
Willa dove into the pool and swam to the shallow end. "Hi, water," she said silently, coming up for air. She swooshed her hands over its surface. Each finger left a ripple in its wake. She twirled, her arms outstretched. Swirls of water circled her. The beauty of it reminded her of the peaceful feeling she got when she read poetry. Being in the water gave her the same poemy feeling. Ms. C came over 5 minutes later. "Okay, kids," she said, settling on the edge with her feet and shins in the pool. "Shall we start with bubbles?" Willa swam over.
"Actually, I was hoping we could talk," she said. "I have some questions."
"Sure.
Do you know Marigold Ramos? She's in Ms. Starr's UDM class with Elliot and me. We were talking, and Marigold dreamed she was a..."
The door to the pool swung open.
"Surprise!" Nori cried.
She stood in the doorway. Behind her stood Bax and Coach. All three wore swimsuits.
"What? Why was Nori here?"
"I can't believe you dragged us to the pool," Bax muttered to Nori. "I told you I can't swim."
"You told me you swim a little," Nori said, "and this is a good chance for you to learn."
"I really don't want to turn into a rock in the water," said Bax.
"I have a floaty for you," said Coach, "and Ms. Cruciferous and I both have lifeguard certifications."
Bax tightened his jaw.
"Watch this,"
Nori called. She ran forward and cannonballed into the pool. Willa seethed.
"This is the best," Nori thought.
Why hadn't she come up with this idea before? All her tutoring sessions from now on should take place in the pool. She, Coach, and Bax were in the shallow end. Elliot, Willa, and Ms. C had moved to the deep end. But even so, Nori could wave at Elliot throughout the lesson. He was waving back at her right now. Clearly he was glad his very best friend was in the pool with him.
"This is not comfortable,"
Bax complained from his floaty, which was shaped like a rainbow unicorn. His bottom was wedged into the hole of it. He flapped his arms helplessly.
"Bax, my boy, you're doing great," Coach exclaimed.
"What makes you say that?"
"Why, you're staying human in a difficult situation, of course."
"Can I please just sit on the edge of the pool?"
"Listen, Bax," said Coach. "Right now, you're in a place where you might flux, but take stock of yourself. You're breathing deeply, you're maintaining focus, you're using the techniques Ms. Starr and I have taught you to keep yourself human."
"If I flux into a piano right now, we'll be in serious trouble," Bax muttered.
"Ah, but that's why we're in the shallow end," said Coach. "You're always an upright piano. Part of you will be above water."
Bax looked at Coach as if he were nuts.
"And that's supposed to make me feel better, why?"
"Nori, I'm going to show you some basics of squid fluxing," Coach told her. "Are you ready? Paying attention?"
Nori was.
Coach wrinkled his brow and made a bearing down expression. Nothing happened.
"Whenever you're ready," Nori said.
She was psyched to see Coach do squid. She had never seen any fish fluxing at all, actually. A flush crept up Coach's thick neck. Soon his entire face was red. Then his bald head turned red.
"Coach," Nori asked, "are you okay?"
"I'm mainly a mammal fluxer," Coach said. "I specialize in felines, really."
"But yesterday when we talked..."
"Give me a second, will you?" Coach said. He grunted. Then, pop. His right arm turned into a squid arm, or a squid leg, whichever. A vein pulsed in Coach's neck, and his other arm fluxed into a second squid leg. Squid Coach frowned. His squid arms, legs, seemed to have a life of their own. They flopped and swelled. His right squid leg arm slapped the water and Bax drew back.
"Ah!"
Squid Coach growled, straining with all his might. With a ripping sound, two more squid legs emerged where his human legs used to be.
"Maybe if you had all eight tentacles, you'd be more balanced," Nori suggested.
She felt a little sorry for him and wanted his squid to come out well.
Squid Coach swam in a circle, his squid limbs flailing.
He resembled a sundial, Nori thought. A wet, floppy, bald-headed sundial.
Nori edged closer to Bax.
"Yikes,"
Bax muttered. Squid Coach waved all four tentacles furiously, churning the water into a froth.
"I heard that."
"Sorry, Coach," Bax called. "Just, you're kind of a torso with tentacles."
With a whoosh, Squid Coach took in a gulp of air, flung up his tentacles, and sank beneath the water. When he rose, he was back to his regular teacher shape.
"Hmm," Coach said. "That didn't go as planned." He turned toward Bax. "How are you doing, Bax? Still human?"
"Still human," Bax said from the unicorn floaty.
"Fantastic!" Coach clasped his hands. "Nori, you're up. Don't worry if you can't get all eight legs on your first go. In fact, for kitten ball, it might prove helpful to keep your front kitten legs, but add on squid tentacles."
Coach scratched his head.
"But will you be able to swim?" He shrugged. "We don't know, but I'm standing by. I won't let you drown. Are you ready?"
"Hey, Elliot," Nori called. "I'm going to try squittin'."
Elliot didn't turn around. He was listening to his tutor. Nori tried again.
"Elliot, watch!"
He glanced her way.
"Okay, then. Ready, set, go!"
Nori raised her hands over her head and stretched her spine. Energy crackled through her. The world went fuzzy as her body, at least half of it, went furry.
Squittin' Nori was here.
She had a kitten head. She could tell by the whiskers. She had a kitten torso, too. But sticking out from her torso were four legs turned tentacles and one tail turned tentacle.
"Five tentacles! Five!"
"You did it, Nori!" Coach cried.
Squittin' Nori felt fantastic. She paddled with her head above the water for a minute. Was Elliot looking? Could he see from all the way in the deep end? She popped back to girl form and looked over. Elliot was talking to Willa.
"Elliot, did you see? I did squittin'."
Ms. C held her finger to her lips.
Was she shushing Nori?
She was. And Elliot had missed the squittin'.
Ms. C turned her attention back to her students. All three held onto the pool's edge, their expressions serious.
"All right," Coach said. "Squittin' accomplished. I know you have gym class starting soon, so let's dry off."
"No way," Nori thought. "Elliot didn't even see."
Before Coach could make eye contact with her, Nori fisted her hands and concentrated with all her might.
Squittin'.
Bones cracked, muscles stretched.
"Squelch! Ha, ha, ha! Look at me!"
Squid and Nori thought, swimming hard. She paddled to the rope that separated the shallow end of the pool from the deep end. She slapped a tentacle on the water's surface. Elliot didn't look over.
Meow.
He still didn't look over. He kept talking to Willa.
Hiss.
Then Squid and Nori felt a new and unpleasant sensation. Pip, pip, pip. Prickly quills were exploding out of the rear part of her body. What? Pip, pip, pip. Quills came out of her forehead and her front paws, too. Oh, dear. She was adding porcupine to her squitten.
What the zum-zum? Stop! Do not add porcupine. No one wants a squitten with quills.
Calm down. Control your magic. Think of the semaphore. Think of the poetry. Pip, pip, pip. Semaphore and poetry were no help. More quills came out.
Nori could feel her squid tentacles sucking back into her body. Swingo! Now she had no legs at all. Kitten, squid, or otherwise. Swoosh, bronk, swoop.
Her body lengthened out. Fins stretched from her back and sides. A powerful tail swished behind her. She could tell she had gotten huge. And those angry, jealous, sticky, prickly porcupine pins kept stabbing their way out of her. They jabbed out of her whole entire body.
For the love of green tea, what is she? Coach cried.
Nori knew the answer. She could feel it. She was a dolphin with porcupine quills. She was Porcufin Nori. Porcufin!
Whee!
Porcufin Nori zoomed through the water like a balloon that had just been untied.
Whoosh!
She saw a large, fleshy thing, so she poked it. Someone bellowed. Porcufin Nori zipped away. She found something squishy and brightly colored. She poked it, and she heard the sound of air escaping and another bellow. Then a thunk. Something large and rock-like hit the bottom of the pool. All sorts of bellows echoed around her. Male bellows, female bellows, kid bellows. Too much. She zigged away from the arms trying to contain her. In the depths of the water, she saw something pink. The word bikini floated into her porcupine mind, then just as quickly dissolved. Bikini? What was bikini?
She needed to poke the bikini thing. She rocketed forward and poke, poke, poked.
The bikini thing thrashed, splashes, screams, chaos.
Get me out of here, a girl's voice called.
Stop that, giant pufferfish. A man's voice called.
Giant pufferfish? Pufferfish?
Porcufin Nori was offended.
The rock, a man cried. Save the rock! He can't swim!
Everyone out, called a woman. I'm draining the pool!
Everything swam before Porcufin Nori's eyes. Water gurgled and swirled until... Where did it all go? Porcufin Nori flailed on the damp cement. The air, chilly on her flesh, brought Nori back to her human senses, and... Sloop! Nori fluxed back into her normal self. She looked up at Coach, Willa, and Ms. C. They seemed very far away. Coach was red-faced and breathing hard, leaning forward with his palms on his thighs. Willa was wearing a pink bikini, and she was clutching her backside as if it hurt.
That was a disaster, Coach scolded. A complete and utter disaster.
You drained the pool, Nori stated.
I drained the pool, said Ms. C. Nori, barked Coach. You derailed our lesson, you lost control of your human mind, and you popped Bax's floaty.
Bax? Nori looked around. Is he okay? Where is he?
He fluxed. Elliot took him to the nurse in the wheelbarrow. Coach stared at her. He'll be all right, but only because I was brave enough to dive into the pool despite the presence of a,
Pork you, Finn, Nori supplied. She climbed out of the pool.
I made a mistake coming here, Coach told Ms. C. We disrupted your class and put you at risk. I'm sorry.
Nori shivered. Coach had never sounded disappointed in her before.
Nori, apologize to Willa and Ms. C, he said.
Sorry, she said in a small voice. They nodded but didn't speak. Ms. C gestured to Willa and they left.
I don't know what's going on with you, Nori, said Coach when they were gone. But that wasn't a lesson. That was, I don't know, showing off, acting crazy, something like that.
I was trying to be marvelous, she protested.
Well, stop, he said. I'm all for expanding your potential, but that was unacceptable and rude.
He pulled a porcupine quill out of his foot and limped toward the men's changing room, leaving Nori alone in the empty pool.